My guest is Dr. Julie Trepa. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Good morning.
Boone School Superintendent. We are going to be talking today about what's going on from the Boone School Board side of things.
Yeah.
The board did meet, and hey, we're back into the regular routine. Thank you.
Yes. Isn't that nice?
We like getting there. Folks, I will tell you, October meetings are normally not overly long.
They're
actually
not.
Fairly quick meetings. We did have a couple important things, so let's talk of the big one, obviously, was the board made a determination whether they were going to accept the invitation from the Heart of Iowa Conference to join that conference and leave the Raccoon River Conference. As I've described it, a lot of information has been collected and scrutinized, I guess, and bottom line, the board felt, well, at least Matt Elthan, when he made the motion, he said, I feel this is where we need to be at this time.
Yep. I think what people don't realize is, just how complex that decision was. And it was a difficult decision, which is why the board met three separate times for work sessions around this topic. And we had more data that we could possibly even look at to try and help make that decision. And really what it boiled down to is at this time, we feel that the opportunities for our students are greater staying than leaving.
There we go.
There you go.
It was a 4-1 vote, and Jeremy Pritchard had, he said, I kind of sided with some of the coaches that wanted to make the change. Mm-hmm. And it is more than just athletics. Most people just look at it as athletics, but it is much more than that.
It is. Our conference encompasses both athletics and activities in a wide variety of areas. So really, that's something that the board and myself are tasked with is trying to make decisions for the betterment of all students. And so that's what we attempted to do.
And there are some things internally. I know that you had even in your presentation to him said there are things we can look at internally, especially at the middle school level, doing things like
Absolutely.
That. Because obviously there is some disparity between And there would be, if you were in the other conference, disparity between them matching up with your middle school.
Absolutely. So because we hadn't been looking to go anywhere, the invite really helped bring conversation that we hadn't had before. And so I think that was the timing of this really was what it boiled down to as well for us, because now we have an opportunity to address the challenges that we believe we have within the conference, try some different things that we haven't tried before to see if that helps us with regard to our success in some of our athletic programs. And so that's really the task that we have at hand. And had we moved to the other conference, we would have had challenges as well, mainly in just in the size differential between the schools that we would have been playing. So challenges either way, that's what our conversations with our coaches and sponsors, activity sponsors, was all about. And we're going to try and tackle those challenges now that we know that we're staying.
I know one thing, don't want to put you on the spot on this.
No, that's fine.
One thing that you had mentioned when you were delivering your recommendation.
Correct.
And I know that previous activities director, Brett Collins, very supportive and actually was involved with doing the interviews for the rec director position for the city. Something that you feel will be beneficial to the district?
The addition of a rec director is crucial to the benefit of the district. Really having youth programming within our community is crucial. That's one thing that we did not have that both of the other conferences have. And so really the addition of the rec director takes some of the weight and work off of our school personnel, because in the absence of that, we had to try and fill that void. And so we're hoping that that will help build our youth programming. So as they move up through that youth programming into our programs, that we will glean success from that. So, yes.
Have that experience.
We're very excited about the addition of the rec director and what that might do for our kids.
So. Well, there we have the decision by the board, 4-1, and we're staying in the Raccoon River Conference, which I think the conference likes because they've expressed, we want you to stay.
Absolutely. So I did share that last night as well, that the Raccoon River Conference superintendents all wrote and signed a letter to our board members and asked that I share that with them so that our board would know how they see Boone as an integral piece to the Raccoon River Conference. We all see the Raccoon River Conference as a premier conference in the state, and they see Boone as crucial to that. So I think that's something that we should be proud of, that our conference colleagues think so highly of us. And that was something I wanted to make sure the public knew had occurred as well.
Well, we did have a few other things that came up there. So one of the one thing, and I know it's unofficial, but you did give the board kind of a sneak peek on what enrollment might look like. Had anticipated some declines.
Yes.
But probably not expecting to be in the neighborhood where you were previously.
Right. So we had certified enrollment in our and the enrollment of the students you see in the classroom are actually two different things. So that's something people don't realize. But the certified enrollment is what drives the funding for us. And the preliminary numbers that I shared with the board last night were that we would be down 11 with that certified enrollment, and a down 8.5 actual students. Mm-hmm. And so that's really kind of what our enrollment study told us would happen. So not truly unexpected. Of course, we'd love to have seen us gain students, but better than last year. Last year, we had a certified enrollment where we were down 41. So this is much better than that.
So at least right now, and today just happens to be the day that the actual data has got to go into the state.
Yes, today is the deadline, so we will have hard numbers after today. Two pieces that we pointed out to the board also were that while minors, they were still trending in the right direction last year and this year, we have more in than we did the year prior and kept open enrolling in and less open enrolling out. So that's always something we like to look at as well.
Speaking of the open enrollment, we're back to the original.
We are back to the original.
Does it surprise
days.
Parents when they come in and say, I would like to do open enrollment?
Yes. Yes.
Sorry. Back to the old rules.
Yeah, we're back to the old deadlines. Honestly, it's helpful when you're doing budget planning and trying to plan for staffing. So from a logistical point of view, we're happy about that. But yeah, I wanted to make sure during the time that the deadlines went away, the board didn't really have anything that said accept or decline, because there was no accepting or declining. And so this board meeting, they had that, and I wanted to make sure they knew why that was in front of them. And so, yeah.
It's there.
Exactly.
So, well, don't worry, folks. I know I saw people messaging back and forth. Well, you can do this and this. Well, no, the rules have changed now.
Yeah. So really, the
go
deadline,
talk to your school district.
Yeah, talk to the school district if you're looking to open enroll next year. It's not possible this year, but next year, March 1 is the deadline. Okay. And so they need to do that before March 1.
Well, Jill James did give the report on the fall FAST screening, and if FAST by FAST, because Brian and I did talk about that a little bit, but it is it's a very short thing. Mm-hmm. So what is the idea behind
the purpose
FAST?
Of it?
The purpose, yeah.
The purpose is to kind of see, kind of a quick check to see, are they on target for being at grade level. So that's really what it's meant to be. It's not meant to be a summative test. So we talk about it as if, like, it's kind of like the doctor's visit, not the autopsy. Mm-hmm. So it's a check to see, are we on target? And if we aren't, that gives our teachers the data they need to adjust instruction accordingly to try and maybe get them back on target if they aren't. Or if they're exceeding that, knowing that they need to provide them some more challenging instruction. So it really just helps guide the instruction work that we do in the schools. So
I know,
and it's required by the state.
It's 1 minute, you know, and that's the one thing.
It's 1 minute.
The things they try to pick out during that. And I'm thinking, I know a first grader that'll take 5 minutes to answer one of the, you know, one thing.
Yes. Yeah,
can you identify this word? And so then he'll tell you why he can.
So. I think that's something that's challenging, because now our Iowa tests are not timed. It's one of the few things that is timed. And so that's something that I do think presents a challenge for a lot of our students, is very few times are they actually timed. So.
But it does give you ideas, things like, I know Dr. Janes mentioned, like maybe enhancing some of our reading program, things like that. These little areas to target where we might see some additional improvement. And it's not that they're not achieving. Some many are achieving at a very high level. Let's put it that way.
Correct. Absolutely. And what Dr. Janes was discussing was just sometimes it also presents patterns for us as a system to know, gosh, this is an area in all of this grade level that we might need to beef up the curriculum to provide our students better opportunities. So it provides individual teachers with the data that they need to for their individual instruction, and then it also serves a purpose for us at the district level to know whether we're providing the right resources to our students.
The district did request some modified supplemental aid for what we have, our limited English proficiency.
Yeah.
So we do have somebody that does that.
Yes, we do. We have one staff member who takes that all on, and she'll actually be presenting next month. And so people will learn a lot more about what that entails. But yeah, when... there are guidelines that both the state and the federal government have as to who we can actually serve, and sometimes we need to provide services beyond what they might say, and so it's giving us the authority to spend the money that we have. So again, anytime you see that modified supplemental amount, it's not actual cash we're getting, it's just the authority to spend it. So
we've got it. This lets us spend it for
exactly.
This visit. She handled, a couple of dozen students already?
Yes. Yes, and
good.
Multiple languages. And we've actually adopted some tech tools to help us with interpretation that we don't have interpreters for. So, so really exciting to have some
presentation
new
next month.
Yeah, presentation next month.
All right. Let's talk about keeping track of kids on buses.
Yeah.
Because this is one thing. Mm-hmm. An email has gone out to parents.
Yes. It went out. There were two. One on Monday, one on Wednesday.
Okay. So what are we talking about here?
So what you're talking about is that by following the directions that you got in your email, you can have an app that will share with you where the bus is, where your child's, like when your child's on the bus. So that's something that... I wish I would have had when I was riding, but it does require your child to carry their bus pass and use it, because they're going to scan in and out. So that's how you know which bus they're on. So a lot of our families have kids that ride one bus to middle school, get on a different bus, and it would help you kind of track your child. And so it's really crucial that you not share the information that you have, because that's what keeps it secure, that only you know where your child is. But yeah. That's something we're excited for our families to have.
Now, this isn't we had actually talked about this previously, but the program that we were looking at just was not going to really fit our district or what we needed.
Right. And we wanted, again, to make sure it was really secure, that not just anyone could get on this app and find where students were. And so Levi Baber, our tech director, who is really good at making sure things are secure, was able to identify that this particular program helps us accomplish that task while giving some more information to our families about where their buses are. And it has the GPS, so it tells you where they are.
So parents, the letters, the emails you got, don't be sharing them with, like...
Don't share them. You know, please don't share them.
I don't know if you want to even let your grandparents, you know, stuff like that. But people that are responsible for tracking your child or going to pick them up or things like that.
Because it only went to the guardians, and it will only go to the guardians, the information that was sent. So.
And so, again, if they have problems or if they have questions, get a hold of...
Get a hold of the building secretaries. Yeah. They will be able to assist you. So if you have questions about that.
Work that whole thing out.
Yeah.
We did do this is an annual thing, the preschool partner contracts.
Yes.
Both Trinity, Sacred Heart have preschoolers in.
Yep.
And you guys work with them on that?
We do. Yeah, they're part of our statewide preschool programming. So we just do a contract every year to make sure that can still continue.
keeps going along.
Yes.
So you're going to another conference. You're not presenting this time, though.
No, I'm not presenting this time. I decided that I would like to just participate. So it's a conference that I go to every year. It's this National Superintendents Conference. Yeah. And so provides me with information that helps me come back with more opportunities and resources for our own district. So
last year, they were picking on your brain.
They did last year.
Because you talked about...
They did ask again, and I actually, said, I'd like to participate this time, but...
Would you do that again? Because we had a
Maybe
lot
of... next year. We'll see, yeah.
However, Pam is going to...
Pam is going to go to the National Special Education Conference, and she was asked to present, and so that's a huge honor for our district and for Pam. And she's actually going to be presenting her doctoral work that she did. So her dissertation was on SRG and students with IEPs and kind of the best practices in how to use... standards reference grading and in a way that is beneficial to all students, including those with IEPs. So that's what she's going to present about. So
she gets to go to Baltimore.
She goes to Baltimore about the same time a few weeks. But
board did approve letting you all go.
Letting us go, which I very much appreciate. Yes.
It is. Where do you go? Where do the superintendents go?
I go to New Orleans, which I'm not thrilled about, honestly, but
well, you were in California last year.
Yes.
And had a lot, that was true, because you talked about learning, about EDGE, basically.
Yes, talked about our work-based learning and EDGE and all the things, and we are on the cusp of being able to share some more information about our EDGE programming, another situation where we're going to be first in the nation. So more to come. More to come. Yes.
All right. She's kind of laid it out there for
us
now.
Yes.
So there we go. We have to keep track on what's going on. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of other things that have been happening. One thing I wanted to ask, because I know you're getting a lot of alumni posts. Again, you put it out on Facebook.
And we did.
Got even more that are doing more things. Is there an interest in, because it does show people what they're doing.
I think what's fun is to see all the different careers and opportunities that our graduates have taken advantage of and to see what they're doing now. So it's a very popular post. And so, we had elicited some more, and you should be seeing more posts from our alumni and just telling their stories and all the great graduates that we've had come out of Boone. So
been a lot, doing a lot of things.
Yeah,
and a lot of them are not too far away.
A lot of them aren't too far away. Some are. That's what I like about our alumni posts, is there's a wide variety of stories that are being told. And I think just to encourage our alumni, don't minimize what you've done. Share your story with us. We'd love to share with everyone.
Every year at this time, we have YSS comes in when they do the Kids Club and the after-school part of it, the lights on after school. They invited the board to come out for it. I know they are delighted to be at the Legends. They spent a lot of time at Page.
Yes. So that's happening on the 22nd from 5:30 to 7. And it's an open house for Kids Club. So if people weren't aware of what Kids Club offers, it's before and after school care for school-aged children in our district. And they are at Ledges. So if your child is actually at Franklin, then we bus them over to Ledges for you. So you don't have to worry about doing that.
And the thing is, they do it in all the schools, obviously starting here in Boone, but now they spread to United and also Ogden.
Yes.
So parents in all those districts, make sure you take time if you are not aware of this service.
Yeah, go to the open house and check it out and see if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, because we will always welcome those before and after school care individuals that are willing to do that, because that's something that we are in dire need of.
We do. Yeah. We do keep track of all of that.
Yes.
Too. Next up for the board, let's see, we got November, so regular meeting date?
11th, I believe so. That should be far enough for our finance, yes.
We'll get that going.
And it'll be like with the annual meeting too, so.
So you roll them all together. Mm-hmm. Getting to the time of the year when then we start hitting the holidays and away we go.
Oh, where does the time go?
Yeah, I know. It's been a fast, right? Been a fast year. So,
yes.
So far, very fast year. Got to throw out a couple of congrats. I know band did really well out in Carroll.
Yes.
For those that don't know or missed out
on it. Came in first. Yes.
That is a that's one of the competitions that are out there for marching bands.
Yes. And we're so proud of our band because they did come in first at the Carroll Invitational. So super proud of them. And hope that they can continue to participate in those competitions and find the same success that they did this year.
Keep doing that. Other things that have been happening. Are we doing, I know Jed says we're getting very close to
Shrek. That is going to be a phenomenal musical. So that's something that hope people are watching to see when we have Shrek on. And
get tickets.
Get tickets, because I do think we're going to be very, very full. So get tickets, because it's not likely that walk-ins are going to be as easily attained as maybe some of the other that we've had. So yeah, this is a very popular musical and the kids are excited, and
they're,
I know,
Mr.
Hammond is very excited. Yes.
They are excited too.
Yes.
Julie Trepa, Dr. Trepa, our guest on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.